We are in week two of a series we are calling Weeds. How many of you guys, let me just ask this. How many of you guys have to does anybody have to pick weeds out of their yard? Are you guys, anybody? Mom and dad are like, hey, go get the weeds. And you're like, come on, it's Saturday. I just want to sleep in and watch cartoons and play video games. You guys have to pick weeds? Well, growing up, I always had to pick weeds. Weeds are nasty, huh? They're just like ugly. I am weird about my yard. I like my yard to look nice and to be like clean and everything straight, green grass, no weeds, rocks are raked, bushes are nice and flowery, what bushes do. Like, I'm picky about my yard. I get weeds. Like, right now, I got a ton of weeds, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They're just ugly. And sometimes we get stuck. In life, we've got these things that are kind of like weeds, where they kind of just sprout up in us, and they're just a part of us, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. But they're kind of like weeds in our lives. And last week we talked about, anybody? What did we talk about last week? Lying. Yes, we talked about lying last week. And about how lying, if we're all honest and we don't lie about lying, which is kind of ironic, if we're all honest, we all, to some extent, struggle with lying, or at least we have in the past. We've all lied. And in junior high, I remember, I wasn't like a terrible kid in junior high, but I still lied a lot. Like, I would always be like, oh yeah, dad, no, I totally did that. No, I didn't do that. No, dad, I'm good. My grades at school, like straight A's or something, sort of close to that, or C's or whatever, but who's counting? Who cares? Lying is one of those weeds in our life. And tonight we're going to talk about this other weed that we have, and it is gossip. Gossip. Uh-oh. Oh, snap. Oh, no, he didn't just say that. Okay. We're going to talk about gossip. Hey, when I was your age, when I was in junior high, okay, I can admit this now. It's cool. But when I was in junior high, I was the guy that was friends with all the girls. All right? Like, no. It wasn't a good place to be for me. Well, it was, but it wasn't. Okay? But like, all my friends, all my guys that I was like, all my buddies, all my bros, they just happened to be all the guys that all the girls really liked. Like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's so cute. And so I, the like one that didn't fit in with all the really cute guys, was the one that all the girls would talk to about the cute guys, right? All the guys, right? All the guys in here right now have lost so much respect for me. They're all weak, bro, weak. But I was friends with all the girls, and let me ask you. I don't know. You guys got to help teach me, okay? Do you guys still write notes in school? Yes. Yeah. I would get notes every hour, be like, yo, got a note, what's up? Read it, and you're like, yeah, that's so stupid. Teacher come by and take it and read it out loud, and then I cry. That's mean. So you guys do have notes still, kind of, sort of. Remember, when I was in junior high, there was no such thing that, like, nobody had even thought of this thing called a text message, okay? We didn't even have, not one friend of mine in junior high even had a cell phone. Nobody had a cell phone. It didn't even exist, and it did exist, but certainly not for 12 and 13-year-olds. So We didn't have these things, so we had to write notes, but I was friends with all the girls. So I was always the one that they would come to and ask questions and want to know stuff and tell me stuff and this and that. But gossip is one of those things that just kind of happens to be a part of life, especially when you're in junior high, huh? What is gossip anyways? And what is it when we talk, when we say things? And is gossip just when we tell a lie about somebody or spread a rumor about somebody? Or can it be so much more than that? Our words and your words carry so much weight. The words that come out of your mouth right now as a 12, 13, 14-year-old carry so much weight. You guys know that phrase, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Biggest lie ever. Such a big lie. How many of you guys like it when people talk bad about you behind your back? Yeah. No, you don't. Nobody likes it. It hurts, dude. if I hear that people say stuff about me, it hurts. Still, I'm 33 years old. I'm old. Like, I'm old. I know. Thank you. Thank you. I know. Your parents are old, not me. I'm just joking. But guess what? If people talk about me and say stuff about me, it still hurts. And your words right now in junior high, they carry weight. And our words can either be used for good or for bad. Okay. And I hope that you, if anything, I just hope that you can understand the power that your words have. And I think when we want to talk about the things that we say, the things that come out of our mouth, it's not really talking about your actual mouth, right? Like, everybody stick your tongue out real quick. Like, blah. Yeah, that's gross. But words come from, like, you have a tongue, right? Your tongue is where words come from, and your mouth, and you use it, and your vocal box, all that stuff is how we use our words, and it's from this little contraption here called, like, my face and my mouth and stuff. But the words that come out of my mouth aren't a result of just this. It's actually a result of my heart. It's the condition of our heart, and it's where we are kind of spiritually and emotionally that determine the kind of words that come out of our mouths. Like James 3 talks about taming the tongue and talks about how the tongue is such a powerful weapon. But blaming our tongue on the words that come out of our mouth is like blaming a car for a drunk driver hitting somebody. It's not the car's fault, is it? No, it's the driver. It's not my tongue's fault, it's my heart. And so tonight, I just want to ask you to take a second and just think, okay, what's the condition of my heart? Is it hard? Is it angry? Is it like so hurt? Is it scared that everything that comes out of my mouth is just like venom? And I just want you to be honest with yourself. Is everything that comes out of your mouth venom? Meaning it does nothing but tear somebody down or cut somebody down or say words that just kind of like are piercing to people and mean? Because if that's where your heart is and those are the words that come out of your mouth, that's not a fun place to be. And the truth is if you think about it, do you like hanging out with people that always have something negative to say? I don't. If there are some people that just always have something to say that is just like, just venom, I don't like to be around them. I'm like, dude, I love you as a person, but you got nothing good to say. I can't be around you. Because one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to either start doing it myself, and it starts to like infect me, or I'm just not going to like you because I just don't want to be around that. And if that's you, I just want to encourage you tonight. Like, that's some of the weeds that pop up in our life. And I hope we can start to take care of that. Like, we can start to take care of those weeds, the problems that we have, and start to pick those and just kind of get rid of them, clean up some of the messiness in our life. And the truth is, you guys, if we're just, I just need you to be honest with yourself. Don't be honest with anybody else, okay? Well, don't lie to everybody else here. I'll wait. He said just be honest with myself. So I can lie to everybody? Okay, that's cool. I'm cool with that. All right, so I'm a liar. Hey, I'm a liar. No, just be honest with yourself, though. I want you to think about this for you. Do you need to think about the words that come out of your mouth constantly? And are they always putting people down? And so a lot of times what we like to do is just like look at the girls and go, girls, this is your problem. Guys don't gossip. Like, we don't do that stuff. Like, girls, like, we don't go out and buy like gossip magazines, right? And if we do, we don't tell anybody about it. All right? So like if the guys here have all those gossip, like little girl gossip magazines like TMZ and whatever else, like what are some of the other ones? Of course you don't. Somebody knows though. Whatever they are. If the guys have them, they're like hidden away in their bed, like they ain't showing nobody. They're like, I don't read that. But we like to make gossip a girl problem. Okay, first of all, that's not true. All right, guys gossip too. They go, dude, did you hear about so-and-so? what he did? He did this and that. He's so stupid. That's how guys sound all the time. Dude, those words hurt. Those words hurt. Right here. That's okay. I like to imitate junior high boys, and I'm pretty sure when junior high guys get together, they all just start talking like this. I'm just joking. I know you guys don't. That'd be funny if you did, though. But we like to make gossip a girl problem, but it's not a girl problem. It is a person problem. It is a human being problem. We all do it. Girls, some of the things, though, that we say, girls can say some of the meanest things. Like, girls are smarter than guys. So, that's all right. Hey, guys, I know. Wait, hold on. That's what you say when you grow up. You get this thing called wisdom, and you learn, and you just know that women are smarter than men, okay? It's just how it goes. My wife is smarter than me. Girls are smart, though. Here's why I say that. Girls are smart, because guys, what do? We won't spend too much time talking, saying mean things, right? Like, we don't spend a lot of time. We're like, hey, you're stupid. What? And we just start, like, fighting. Like, we just resort to, like, I don't know what else to do. Doosh. Girls don't just do that. Girls are like, oh, yeah? Oh, you're going to be mean to me? Okay. Well, watch this. And they, like, go off to other girls, and they just start saying stuff. Did you see what she was wearing? That was so stupid. Like, girls just fight with their words, and that's mean. But guys gossip too. And then guys, we have this thing where we feel like, we have this thing, it's called machismo. It's called like our egos. It's called needing to be men. Like, we feel the need to be men, right? Like, ugh. And so as soon as some other guy says something about us, we feel like we can't do anything but fight them now. Like, oh, he called me a name, I have to fight him. I can't do anything else. I've got to fight him. It's like, you're stupid. Oh, man. I didn't want to do it. I had to. He called me stupid. But all this stuff stems from the words that we use, right? And my hope is that we can look at what does the Bible teach and what do we know about our words that come out of our mouth. And we can be a people, and you can be a junior high ministry filled with people that, like, we just make it, we make a decision and say, you know what? I'm not going to be known for just always saying negative things. If you have your Bible, open to Proverbs. Proverbs. You guys know what Proverbs is? It was a book of the Bible written by the wisest man that ever lived. That's a true story. I'm not just saying that. His name was Solomon. He was smart. He was a king. Proverbs 6:16. We're going to go to 16. 6:16. This is what Solomon said in Proverbs. He says, there are six things the Lord hates. Okay, any verse that starts off with that, what follows is important for us to know, right? He's like saying, like, hey, the Lord hates these things. Okay, I want to know what he hates so I can stop doing them, because I don't want him to hate what I do. All right, here we go. The six things the Lord hates. Seven are detestable to him. Here we go. Number one, haughty eyes. Not H-O-T-T-Y. Haughty eyes. It's like, keep your eyes straight up. A lying tongue. The Lord hates these things. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. That's when guys are like, he called me stupid. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. A false witness who pours out lies. I feel like he just said that twice. And a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Okay, if I can count right, there were three things that came out of that that are a direct result of what comes out of our mouth. A lying tongue, a false witness, and a person who stirs up conflict. And this is just what I want to ask you guys. Is that a part of who you are? And I'm not saying that to ask you to like look into it and go, if that's you, you gotta like cut that out. But I just care about you guys, and I think that like for some reason we feel like we need to like to survive in this culture and to survive at school and to keep certain friends and to have certain boys or certain girls like you or to do this or that. It feels like we've got to like keep up this reputation, and so a lot of times that just involves saying downright mean things. And the Bible is pretty clear, you guys. Like God didn't intend for us to live that way. That's not the way that we were intended to treat each other. That's not why we were given a mouth with a tongue so that we could just spit venom all over the place. Because your words are either going to be used for good or for evil, for encouraging things or for discouraging things, for things that build people up or for things that tear people down. And I hope that your words are for the things that build people up. Because if there's anything that like I want you guys to know, like I hope if anybody in this room has ever felt like I've come at them and just like made fun of them and torn them down, I hope you come to me and talk to me, because that's not okay. Like, that is not all right. I hope I'm never a part of that. I hope people don't walk away after they know me and they talk to me and go, that guy's a jerk. Do you hear all the things he was saying? Like, that would stink if that's what people said, huh? Ephesians 4:29. Go to Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. Says, this is such a good verse for us to memorize. If you want to memorize one verse, here it is. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only, so he doesn't just say what not to do, but then he goes on to say, oh, but here's what you do. I just said do. Sorry, I can't even help it. It says, don't do this, but do. Dang it, I did it again. I didn't, I was going to. Don't do this, but this is what you should do. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. What if that was you? What if that was me? What if that was all of us? What if the words that came out of our mouths, the only things that we ever said were at the end of that verse, for building others up according to their needs. Oh, I lost it. There we go. And that it may benefit those who listen. Like, what if that was all the time? The things that I say just either build you up and they benefit you. Now, let's not get all cheeseball, all right? Let's not get all weird and like walk up to everybody all weird and be like, hi, how are you? I really like your shirt. That is so nice. That was a really good choice of shirt combination with your jeans. Ha, see you later. That would be so weird. That would be so weird. The last thing I want is for us to all just be really goofy and odd and weird, and then everybody's like, hey, you know what I keep noticing? Every student, every kid that goes to our school, that goes to mission, is weird. They come up to us and they're like, hi! It'd be weird.
I like the
thing. Jeez, I like it. You always have the best socks! Don't do that. But what if just a part of who we were we just naturally built people up? We said encouraging things. Like, I hope that can be us. I hope that can be you. Start to pick out those weeds. Start to look into our lives. Start to look at our hearts and go, okay, what are the weeds? All right, I just got to be honest with myself. There's no use lying to me or lying to God, because we're the only two people we can't fool. So I'm just going to be honest with myself. What are the weeds I need to pick out? Okay, I got to look at gossip. Do I do it? Okay, I gotta cut it out. I don't need to be talking to people. When somebody says, yo, I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but just be like, well, then don't tell me. My mom used to always do that. I love my mom. She used to always do that. She would always be like, Josh, okay, I shouldn't tell you this. And I'd be like, well, mom, whoa, stop. You shouldn't tell me? No. Okay, then don't. And she couldn't help herself. She'd be like, oh, stop. And then she would tell me. And I'd be like, you shouldn't have told me that. She's like, I know, I should. I told you I shouldn't have told you that. But what if our words just were uplifting? Will you guys do me a favor this week when you're at school and when you're at home, when you're with your brothers and sisters, when you're talking to your mom and dad, do me a favor. Think about Ephesians 4:29. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, except for what will benefit those who listen, for building others up according to their needs. Just think about how life would start to look a little bit different if all of our words became that. If all of our words were building others up and benefiting those around us. You guys cool with that? You gonna try it out? All right, I promise. The weeds start to go away, and life, it doesn't get easier, but it just becomes better and richer. Let's pray.